time for Cabaret.
You are tuned to the Cabaret program here on KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, where we feature live music performed right here from KGNU Studios tonight, an encore edition from May of 2015 featuring Iowa Wishka, a former Denver resident who came through KGNU Studios when she was on tour in the area. She spoke with KGNU's Dan Wilging.
This is a song called Some Other Time. Maybe we knew each other before today in some other time and place. Not a word has been said, and I'm hearing the songs we used to play. Likely wrapped up and lost in my thoughts. I am slow to open up, I am slow to love. But we could leave this all on the line. It might come around again some other time. We could leave this all on the line. Take our chances and wait for some other time. Yeah. I could change my mind, oh, 'cause you're like a memory of a time I can't recall. We could dance around it and run away and spread our arms out to unfold this love we found here and now. We could leave this all on the line. It might come around again some other time. Oh, we could leave this all on the line. Take our chances and wait for some other time.
Spending
Do a song. We're doing a bunch of songs from an album that I have coming out in about a month. I'm really excited. It's called We Best Not Wait, and you'll hear that title track later, but we're going to do another song from that album, which I like to say is sort of a love song to myself. Hope you like it.
I've been twisting my head and tongue around, trying to find a perfect sound, hoping that I could dream up a string of words that have never been spoken before. Oh, but silly me, I forgot about this one thing. I could claim the time spent by the ones who came before didn't open up a door. But suddenly we are in a race to some unknown place. Nobody knows what's in store, but they swear it's what we're living for. One thing, ooh, all I have to do is listen, and this gift I'm giving will set me on another kind of mission.
Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cabaret, a special show with Ayo Awushka from New York City, formerly of the Denver Boulder area. You said off air that you lived here for four years in Denver,
yeah,
and 1 year in Boulder.
That's right.
And then you moved to New York City, or did you go somewhere else in between that?
No, I moved to New York. I live in Brooklyn, actually, but I've been there for 2 years now.
Okay. And what off air, you said that you had never performed publicly when you lived in this area?
Oh, no. I perform publicly all the time, but just never on the radio.
Oh, okay.
I never did any radio shows or anything like that.
Oh, so well, welcome really, to KGNU.
Thank you. We feel at home. It's really great to get a chance to do this.
Were you ever in tune with KGNU when you lived here?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I love listening to the radio.
Oh, right on, so, right on.
So as soon as we had the opportunity, thinking like, okay, we're coming back and we're doing this release, I wanted to make sure that we hit all the hot spots.
And you brought your band with you.
I did, yeah.
And which is really interesting. I was expecting maybe that you would have maybe a couple people and then maybe some people that you knew here, but you brought everybody from the New York City area.
I did. I mean, we didn't bring our guitar player or our keys player, and we're lucky enough to have some good friends of mine who are amazing musicians who live here who are going to play with us this week, so... Yep.
And so tell us, let's talk about your new record that's coming out on June 9th.
Awesome. Yeah. It's called We Best Not Wait, like I was saying. And most of the songs were written here in Colorado.
Wow.
The title track is like the oldest song on the album. And yeah, I started flying to New York to record it 3 years ago. I did a really great Kickstarter campaign. Was blessed enough to have it funded, like over the goal that we... you know, wanted to reach, and been working on it for the past few years and just waiting to figure out sort of like the best process to get it out there into the world. So the time has come.
Yeah. Do you find that without the way the record industry is these days that you have to do more than you would have had to earlier?
Yes. I find that you have to kind of do, unless you have, you know, label or something like that behind you. You kind of have to wear all the hats until you have those people wearing those hats, you know, and I do have some people wearing them now, but for a long time it's been me doing, obviously writing the songs, playing the songs and managing the band and being the manager and being the booking agent. And some of those things are starting to get filled in now, which is great.
All right. Well, good luck to you and your continued success. Can you introduce the band really quickly?
Yes, please.
To the air.
We have Sean Mullins on the drums from St. Louis.
Right.
Yeah, there's no clapping, but we're clapping inside. We have Nick Jost on the bass, also from St. Louis.
Yes.
There's Nick over there waving everybody in Radio Land.
And we have Lizzie Dudash from Vermont.
Lizzie.
On the background vocals. Yep.
Wonderful. Now, is your rhythm section still based in St. Louis, or are they in New York City?
No, we all live in the same neighborhood in Brooklyn, which
is
quite convenient for me. Yeah.
What's the music scene like in Brooklyn then?
It's pretty great. It's pretty rich. There's, I mean, anything that you would want to see and listen to is there, whatever you want to get into. And I find that especially in our neighborhood, there's a lot of artists, a lot of creative people.
Wonderful.
It's a really great place to be.
Now, an off-air, we also talk about Eric Deutsch. Do you see him around in Brooklyn a lot?
You know, we all are always sort of like passing ships in the night, and I don't really get a chance to see him because he's always on the road and vice versa. So, but it was awesome to hear that he was here, and he's left his energy here, I'm sure.
Right.
It's
on.
Great.
Very cool, very cool. Yeah, we have another favorite around the station, Grant Gordy.
Yeah, Grant's a dear friend of mine. He played guitar on my album.
Oh, okay, because when I read the webpage, I was wondering if that was the guy.
Yeah, that's him, the one and only Grant Gordy.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And before we go on to the next set of music, tell me what inspired you to write that last song, the love song to yourself.
Yeah, I just was sort of going through a transition phase, really like at the end of my time here in Colorado, and I think it was sort of like therapeutic. I was going through a lot of changes in my life, and the song kind of just came. Sometimes songs are hard, you know, as far as the process of getting the song out, but this is one that sort of I sat down and it all came at once. So I'm really grateful for that.
was sort of a healing type of song,
oh,
too?
Oh, for
at
sure.
That point?
And every time I sing it, it feels that way.
Right on.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right, you're listening to Ayo Awuska here on Cabaret tonight. On KGNU Cabaret, I said that. So here we go.
Awesome. So I'm going to let these guys rest for a second, and Lizzie and I are going to do a song. This is on the album as well. And I won't say too much about it, but it's called Caged Bird.
Fly.
Now I'm caged and as sad as I've ever been. And the darkness is slipping in. But then I hear my sister's song, and it reminds me that it won't be long. Did I dance too light? Did I sing too strong? Will I pay for my joy? Give them what they need. They can't take my song from me. They can't take my song from me. I'm still free. So we've got something that's completely the opposite for you. It's what we like to call a little bit of a dance song.
A dance song?
A dance song. Feel free to wiggle, everyone out there. I think I got a problem since you came on the scene. There's no one else I wanna see, 'cause you've been spoiling me. 'Cause you were so good, you had me sold. Now I don't know how to say no. No, no. No. And I can't and I won't forget you. No, no, no.
Hey, party people. Can't make it to Mardi Gras this year? KGNU brings Mardi Gras to you Saturday, February 26th, 7 to 10 p.m., broadcasting live and on Zoom. Tune in at 7 for the New Orleans-style Brothers of Brass live. Then KGNU DJs play Louisiana party classics to keep you dancing. Dress to impress in your festive best for the Zoom costume contest. Register at KGNU.org. That's Mardi Gras, Saturday, February 26th. More at KGNU.org.
Tonight's performance is an encore edition recorded in May of 2015.
This next song we're going to do is the title track off of this album that's coming out. yeah, it's...
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, us too. It's called We Best Not Wait, and it's sort of become at least an anthem for me in my life. I feel like for part of my life, sort of in towards the beginning, when I was sort of figuring things out, we're all still figuring things out, right? But I realized that I was taking a lot of time to do things that I wanted to do in my life. And after losing people that I love and missed opportunities, I realized I really needed to just step up to the plate. And so that's where this song came from. And it just is that idea of not waiting to do the things that you want to do in your life. It's called We Best Not Wait.
Moment, it ain't gonna come, don't you see? Oh, oh, oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Cabaret, and you're listening to the chanting sounds of Ayahuasca, formerly of Colorado, now of Brooklyn, and she graces our room tonight. And I really like that last song because I feel like I can identify with that. You know, there's things that I need to get going on, some personal goals and stuff like that, and I have been waiting, you know?
That's awesome. That's the idea.
Yeah.
Just get to it.
What things were you trying to get on? Recording your record? Or?
Yeah. This song, like I said, was one of the oldest ones on the album, and I knew I wanted to record a full-length thing, and, you know, sometimes fear creeps in, and you think, like, okay, well, am I going to have enough songs and the right songs, and what do I want to communicate to people with this album? And that was a big part of it. So it was also me sort of, like, giving myself the space and the time to grow, you know, and to have time to get those songs.
Okay.
So that was part of it.
Well, you think by making a decision that you made a full-length record that it allowed you to move towards that goal and you did grow some more?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I feel like I'm always growing. There's always things to learn, and this whole recording process has been a really big learning experience for me, too, and I'm really grateful. So.
Well, we're grateful to have you here tonight in Cabaret. Tell me what it was like working with a Grammy Award-winning producer.
Yeah, so. Awesome. His name is Scott Jacoby, and we got connected through a friend just kind of randomly and really hit it off and realized that, you know, we were sort of on the same page musically, and he's worked with a lot of, like, my idols, musical idols as well. So,
which ones are those?
He's worked with John Legend and Jose James and... like all kinds of people like that I would absolutely love to collaborate with. And so I felt like he understood what my vision was and what my sound was and what I was going for. And so it was a great experience to have him sort of at the helm with me.
Yeah.
And he's not only a producer, he's also an engineer. So his ears are really big. And when we were in the studio, it was sort of like there were really cool things that would happen on the fly. You know, like he would just think up something and we would just figure out if we could execute it, and there it was, you know. So the songs kind of came alive in a new way too through working with him.
Really? Is he known for his Grammy with John Legend or?
I don't know the exact list. He's got a couple under his belt.
Oh, a couple of Grammys, okay.
But yeah, he's
he lives somewhere in the New York
City
area.
He's a good one. Yeah, he's right in the city. Right sort of 23rd-ish Street, well, 23rd and Park.
He must have liked you. You know, he was a Grammy Award-winning producer. I'm sure they have plenty of customers calling and
he's doing
trying to get into the studio and everything.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to working with him again.
So, but it also looks like you have a wide range of musical likes and influences. I mean, on the record, it says on your webpage, if I read it right, that you worked with members from Snarky Puppy?
Yeah, so Corey Henry from Snarky Puppy played keys on the album, which was really great. Scott brought him in. They're good friends, and Corey and I are buddies now, too. So it was really fun to have Corey just come in, and Scott's studio, he just has, like, 20 amazing, crazy keyboards, and so that was sort of heaven for Corey to come in and just play, like, whatever on all the songs. He played organ, and so that was really great to have him.
All right, that's really cool. So the new record is going to be out on June 9th. And, well, how will people be able to get that? Will it be kind of an independent effort? Or?
Well, yeah, but it's going to be, you know, anywhere that you can find music online. It'll be sold. And then it'll also be through my website, all the usual ways, and I'll be selling them. We'll have them on Thursday as well.
Wonderful.
So if you want to get one, come on down.
Come on down to Dazzle's at 7 p.m. or 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And... we're listening to Ayahuasca tonight and her fabulous band on Cabaret.
Thank you so much. This next song I like to call the pop hit. Hopefully it will be foreshadowing. It's just a happy love song. I don't need a lot of stuff. I have enough of things filling my room. I could be happy in love if I knew it was just us and the love to consume. And I will tell you now, I'm not leaving. I won't leave. 'Cause what we have, we bring to us. Every day we have this love we make. What we have. We have this love we make.
so hard to fight. With you, I have no doubt. And sink or swim, nothing can change my mind. We're gonna ride it out. When our heads are covered in silver and time has delivered more than a lifetime of memories, we'll hold on to the ones we love the most, the ones we've made and named, and they'll carry on our story. What we have, we bring to us. Every day we have is love we make.
Next song is called Superman. To feel something, but now love is not a need. See, it's me who's loving me. You want me to take some notice of all the right things you do. Want me to make a list that can't be something you count on. The impact of your goodness doesn't need to make a sound, 'cause I am not asking for you to be a Superman. You wanna do, 'cause I'm not trying to make up your mind, but waiting on you to love me right is a waste of my time. Oh, waiting on you to love me right is a waste, is a waste. Waiting on you to love me right. That was a new one. We haven't recorded that yet, but looking forward to it. So, people who don't know me are probably wondering where my name comes from. It's Ayo Owosika, and my dad's from Nigeria. And I was lucky enough to get to go back to visit with him for the first time as an adult at the beginning of last year, which was pretty amazing and life-changing, to say the least. And I grew up listening to African music and juju beats and Fela and Afrobeat music. And so I've really wanted to kind of start incorporating that into my music. And so this is just sort of a little soundscape that came from that trip. La 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 la.
Wasting all my time, you only get one try, and been wasting all my time. You only get one try, and this life I gotta straighten up to get it right.
Wishika, tonight here on Cabaret. Wow, that was really nice.
Thanks.
But the dream, was that the relating to the whole experience of going to Nigeria?
Kind of, yeah. Just like in it, the chorus says, like, was it all a dream? Basically, like, in the song, all of these things sort of happen to you in your dream that are, like, sort of crazy or scary. And the idea, I think, is, like, those are signs to kind of wake you up to say, like, this isn't the end, you know? Like, you've got more things to do in your life. And
wonderful.
That trip was definitely a catalyst for me to make some changes in mind and to get really excited about incorporating that community and that country into my life now as an adult.
And so it took the trip to do that. I mean, it probably is easier to connect once you are there versus just trying to do it through the experiences of your father.
Yeah, it's completely different. And
yeah?
I got to meet a lot of family that I hadn't ever met, and
wow.
Just the landscape and the energy of being there. I mean, it's a big part of who I am, I realize, and where I'm from. So it's been really awesome and informative for me in my life.
Oh, man. So it's probably a good reason why your full-length record is only coming out now, because of all these backlog of these great experiences.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
What was it like... as far as, did you get to perform music there too?
I did, yeah. I did a solo show. I brought my keyboard, and we sort of threw together this show, not expecting, you know, anything crazy, and it was really well received. It went super well, and so I went back again at the end of last year and performed in a couple festivals, and I'm going back a few times this year. So
are they pretty open to music from across the pond?
Yeah, oh, for sure. I mean, there's like Beyonce and all sorts of crazy artists are always coming over there to perform, you know, so they're definitely open and receptive. I think the difference is there's not a lot of people necessarily singing and playing instruments solo, so that's been a really cool thing for me to get to, like, make my niche there, so I'm excited.
If you had to say a few things about the differences between African music and American music, how would you, just a few broad things, what would you say?
Oh, geez, that's such a broad question. I would say I think it all comes from the same place, you know? It's all,
good,
like,
answer.
Very earthy, and it's very soulful, and the difference maybe is in tone and color and in rhythm and in time and the instruments that you choose. That's often a big part of it. The instruments can be pretty different, but I think it all comes from the same place.
The heart?
Yeah.
We want to thank you for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you so much for having us.
And good luck on your record release and your Dazzle shows.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We hope to see you on Thursday.
You will. And also would like to thank George and Jake.
Yes.
I like that. George and Jake, it just rolls off the tongue, you know?
Thank you guys so much for making it sound great.
They do make it sound great, and they do this week in, week out, you know? So, and we're always glad to have people come in from out of town.
Awesome. Can I just say these fine people's names again that I get to play with?
Absolutely.
This is Sean Mullins on the drums.
Hello.
Nick Jost on the bass.
Hey, Nick.
And Lizzie Dudash on background vocals.
Hey, Lizzie.
I'm really blessed to have them with me, so I'm grateful.
And it's really neat to when you guys are playing, is that I see smiles light up from different members of your group around the room. And so obviously you guys are relating to parts of her songs too as maybe something that's part of you or something like that. It seems like your music connects.
Yeah, and we all just like each other a lot, so that
wonderful.
Helps.
All right. Ayo Awushka.
Thanks,
Dan. Tonight on Cabaret. Do you have another song left?
Oh, sure.
This has happened to us before, too.
No, it's great.
Yeah, but yeah, maybe we can close the show out with a song. The other time it happened was really funny. The guy had his back to the clock, you know, and it was like 7:50. I thought, what are we going to do, tell jokes for 10 minutes?
Yeah. But. No, we do happen to have another one. So this is our version of a Sade tune called No Ordinary Love. I gave you all the love I got. I gave you more than I could give. Gave you love. I gave you all that I have inside, and you took my love. You took my love. Didn't I tell you what I believe? Did somebody say that a love like this won't last? Didn't I give you all that I've got to give, baby? Crying. Oh. getting gale.
Tonight's cabaret featured Iowa Wishka, recorded in May of 2015. Stay tuned next for Corriente.
This program is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by 100 Nickel, providing live music, bowling, and arcade in Broomfield, Colorado at Chipper's Lanes, offering a new concert experience that includes bowling and arcade. Ticketed information available at 100nickel.com.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Buenísimas noches, ladies and gentlemen and women, girls and boys, señores y señoras, vatas y vatos, locos y locas, cholas y cholos, todititaos y todititoas. You're tuned into KGNU's Latin music show, Corriente, con música para la gente. I'm Lito, el loco del barrio Pocho, su comunicador on el 22 de febrero de 2022. On this date in 1632, Galileo published his book contradicting the Catholic Church's teachings that the universe rotates around the earth. The Inquisition accused him of heresy. In 1847, on this date, Mexican forces attacked the invading U.S. Army at the Battle of Buena Vista near Saltillo, Mexico. 5,000 heavily armed U.S. troops and 15,000 poorly equipped and impoverished Mexican troops fought to a stalemate in one of the first major battles of the U.S. War of Occupation and Annexation of Northern Mexico. In 1899, on this date, Filipino forces attacked invading U.S. forces for the first time in the U.S. War of Occupation of the Philippines. Mexico and the Philippines both lost their respective wars against El Invasor Yankee. February 22nd is also the birthday of El Héroe Cinematógrafo Luis Buñuel, who was born in 1900, 122 years ago today. And it's the beginning of Carnaval. Simón de Paraguay started its Carnaval on February 6th. Bolivia and Guyana start their Carnaval tomorrow on the 23rd. Mazatlán on Mexico's west coast starts its Carnaval on the 24th. Panama on the 25th. Peru on the 26th. While Venezuela as well as Trinidad y Tobago start their Carnavales on el 28. So, Carnaval on Corriente starts presto.
Chegou Caprichosos Definados! Jackson Martins, que a sua alegria seja eterna em todos os corações! Tem muita zoeira, meu Deus.